Good Wednesday afternoon. You're listening to 103.5 FM, WLSP, LP, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Welcome to Sonar Galaxy. Mark Conwell with you. No, I'm not in some aviary. I'm not at the zoo in Madison. But I am here in the studio, and I've been thinking about birds lately. I love songbirds. And it occurred to me with fall now here. Now, in full disclosure, fall's my favorite season, so kind of take the good with the bad. And the bad is those songbirds, for the most part, have disappeared. I, in summer, have always enjoyed waking up early in the morning to the wonderful songs of the various songbirds here in the Badger State. But I think they have traveled south for the winter or fall or both. And I'm not hearing them. So I kind of miss them. So it got me thinking of rock and pop songs that feature birds as part of the mix. So listen carefully. All will include that criteria today, and that is bird sounds in various songs. We start here Pink Floyd from Uma Guma. It's Grantchester Meadows from Pink Floyd. It's bird sounds in various songs today. So I'm missing the birds. Now, in full disclosure, I hear geese, I think it's geese, flying overhead, pooping on everything, but that's about it for bird sounds this time of year. Without further ado, Pink Floyd, Grantchester Meadows, listen for the birds in this here on the Sun.
I see wind of night begun, this is not your domain. In the sky a bird was heard to cry. Misty morning whisperings and gentle stirring sounds belie the deathly silence that lay all around. Hear the lark and hearken to the barking of the dog fox gone to ground. See the splashing of the kingfisher flashing to the water, and a river of green is sliding unseen beneath the trees, laughing as it passes through the endless summer making for the sea. In the lazy water meadow I lay me down, all around me golden sunflakes settle on the ground. Basking in the sunshine of the bygone afternoon, bringing sounds of yesterday into this city room. Hear the lark and hearken to the barking of the dog fox gone to ground. See the splashing of the kingfisher flashing to the water, and a river of green is sliding unseen beneath the trees, laughing as it passes through the endless summer, making for the sea. Passes through the endless summer, making for the sea.
Trying to make sense of a now, trying to make sense of a past, to show us how. Visions, imagining the worlds that could be, shaping a mosaic of fate for all sentient beings. Visions, cycles of growth and decay, cascading chains of events, with no one to praise or blame. Suffering and pain, we are patiently itching away toward unreachable utopias. Visions enslaved by the forces of nature, elevated by mindless replicators, challenged to steer our destiny. Visions, look at the magic of reality, while accepting with honesty that we can't know for sure what's next. No, we can't know for sure what's next, but that we're in. Thank you.
You are tuned to Song Archaeology here on 13.5 The Suns and Prairies Community Radio, broadcasting live from the Sun Studios, underwritten by the Bank of Sun Prairie. And you're hearing birds in the background. I have birds on the mine. I have noticed rather starkly that the songbirds of summer have all but disappeared as fall is officially here now. But I love fall, so I would certainly welcome fall, but I miss the lovely sound of those songbirds. Now, in full disclosure, my dad, give a shout out to him. He is a bird guru. His whole backyard full of bird feeders. So I know what I know about birds, which is not as much as him, but I know what I know about songbirds and birds in general from him. So shout out to Dad. And again, the strict criteria, all these songs contain bird sounds in some capacity. The one you just heard was Cottonwood Firing Squad with their song Whitney. And then before it, Jose Gonzalez from his wonderful album Local Valley, the song Visions. We'll get to another song from that same album that has bird sounds. And then Pink Floyd, Grantchester Meadows, featuring bird sounds throughout, and even flies. Now, I'm so sick of flies this time of year. They're so annoying. I don't know why it is in August and September. Flies just, they become very annoying. I'm sure you can relate. But let's get back to the birds. I'll tell you, our state bird, the robin, actually, you don't see robins much anymore. But they actually, they're still in the state. I'll tell you kind of why we don't see them. And I'll tell you as we approach fall, well, we're in fall, but as we approach winter, I'll tell you what birds to look for in your outdoor yards. Just those beautiful songbirds have all but disappeared. But we continue. Bird sounds in rock and pop song Supertramp here, even in the quietest moments on the sun.
Though the stars are loose
I create a silent movie, you become the star. Is that what you are, dear? Your whisper tells a secret, your laughter brings me joy, and a wonder of feeling that nature's own little boy. But still the tears keep falling, they're raining from the sky. We'll let the ladder be got to go under before I get high. Don't let the sun disappear. Don't let the sun disappear. Don't let the sun be me. Oh, you can't believe in my life. Say that you won't. Thank you.
Hi, this is Tom Sinks, and I'm really excited about listening to this new station here, 103.5 The Sun.
Hi, I'm Lou, and you're listening to 103.5 The Sun.
Tune Sonic Allergy here, 103.5 The Sun, Sun Prairies Community Radio. And today I am showing some love to birds, in particular wonderful songbirds that have all but left our area in preparation for winter. I guess there are a few birds around yet, but I'm not hearing them like I had been in summer, so I'm kind of missing them. Again, that's the criteria for today's show. All the songs must have bird sounds in them to some capacity. The one you just heard was Mac DeMarco, Preoccupied. Definitely bird sounds in that. Bjork, her song Saint, from her album Utopia, which has a number of songs with bird sounds on it. And then the wonderful Supertramp, Heather's favorite group, with Even in the Quietest Moments here on Sonarchaeology. Mark Onwell with you. Hope you're doing well. You know, spring is a time, you know, for cleaning, spring cleaning. But you can also clean out your garage, basement in fall. It's a wonderful opportunity this Saturday to get rid of some of that hazardous waste. I know I've been going through my garage and finding various cleaners and such that are no longer being used. So why hold on to those? You have an opportunity to get rid of them this Saturday. It's a Sun Prairie Household Hazardous Waste event. Happens from 8:30 till noon at the Sun Prairie Aquatic Center. Now, you must have a recycle permit to participate, so make sure you have that visible to the staff. But it's a great opportunity to get rid of some of that stuff just sitting there and getting rid of that hazardous waste in a responsible way is always a good thing. And then that night, or that afternoon rather, early evening, from 4 to 7:30, there's a benefit concert supporting the Sun Prairie Public Library. That'll be happening at the library from 4 to 7:30 p.m. Live music from Corn and Bottle String Band, Soggy Prairie, Barbaro, as well as local food vendors. You can get more info on that at sunlibfoundation.org. Get more info there. We continue spotlighting bird songs, or sounds of birds and songs, rather. I mentioned robins. You probably haven't noticed robins kind of on your lawns lately. Now, they actually don't migrate south for the winter. I looked this up. Here's the official bird explanation for this. But yeah, they never fly south for the winter. American robins are year-round residents of the lower 48 states. They may make small migratory movements to find food, and that involves essentially them gathering in a large group of robins and basically finding food, berries on trees and shrubs. So you typically don't see them on the lawn in winter, but they're around still, just hiding from us. There are a list of birds that you definitely will see in winter. These are birds that are most often seen here in the Badger State. At the top of the list is the black-capped chickadee at 53.5%. People have seen that in fall and winter. Next is the American crow, dark-eyed juncal, the downy woodpecker, white-breasted nuthatch, northern cardinal, American goldfinch, blue jay, mourning dove, red-bellied woodpecker, and house sparrow make the top 10, or top 11, I guess. Also on that list, hairy woodpecker, house finch, European starling, American tree sparrow, red-breasted nuthatch, rock pigeon, pine, siskin, tufted titmouse, and rounding out the top 20, American robin. So, see, robins are still around, just not as out in the open, as they say. I know from my dad that birds, generally in winter, they love suet. So, put that out as we get into the colder months. But we get back to the music featuring our beloved birds. I mentioned Jose Gonzalez. His album Local Valley has a number of bird sounds on it. We played one of the songs, and our one from that fabulous album, Lasso In. Listen for the birdies on this one here on Sun. Thank you.
Frank Alderman, City of Sun Prairie, and I'm listening to Sun Prairie Community Radio.
She went to a park under a tree. she met me there under the tree. She spoke to me and then we drank tea. Steam from the cup
changed from the present to past. The past turns whole to
tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing word and the flowers croon
in the tiki 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 room.
I sing so beautiful, I should sing so low.
See, so low we can't hear you.
My voice may not be so marvelous, but my profile is out of this world.
Jawohl, but the trouble is, it's not far enough out of this world. Isn't that right, Herr Schmidt? Oh, I see, Schmidt has no hair.
Mi amigo, stop the clucking. You sound like a bunch of old hens. There's a lot of birds waiting to go on. For instance...
The boys in the back are called macaws.
Because of their claws?
No, because they're macaws. And our fine feathered friend is a jolly toucan. And two can sound better than one toucan can.
The bird of paradise is an elegant bird. It likes to be seen and it loves to be heard. Most little birdies will fly away, but the tiki room birds are here every day.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing word
and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
our show is delightful. We hope you'll agree. We hope that it fills you with pleasure and glee. Because if we don't make you feel like that, we're gonna wind up on a lady's hat.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing word
and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
our magnificent production is yet to come. So strum the guitar and beat the drum. We've been a hit and we know you adore us. So come on and join us in another chorus.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
a little louder.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki tiki.
KN Sound Archaeology. I have been showing some love to our little bird friends, and primarily songs that contain bird sounds. In the case of that one, I had to throw it in there. We not only have birds singing, but talking as well. The Tiki 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 Room from the Enchanted Tiki Room, of course. Also in there, Feist, her song The Park, definitely bird sounds on that. Jim Knorr with Under the Tree. And then Minnie Riperton in there as well, Loving You. Some quick little fun facts about migration of birds. These are pretty astounding. I mean, birds in general are pretty amazing creatures, aren't they? The award for the fastest bird goes to the great snipe. It flies around 4,200 miles at speeds of up to 60 miles per hour. Pretty impressive. And then the bar-tailed godwit. I think that's it. Let me get this right. Yeah, the bar-tailed godwit can fly for nearly 7,000 miles without stopping. Oh, that's impressive. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Sound Archaeology. I do miss my singing birds in the morning, but there will be birds around as we approach winter and in fall here, but I just like the singing ones more. That's just me. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, thank you for listening. Encourage you to keep listening 103.5 to Sunson Prairie's Community Radio for more local talk, sports, music, and community events. I've been your host, Mark Conwa. Now, if you see this bird in your yard, you may have a problem. This qualifies for the theme, but I don't think you're going to see any peacocks roaming around. Listen for the sound of peacocks in this one from Kula Shaker. It's Govinda here on the Sun. Stay well.